This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's that quote about business, right? You can't manage what you can't measure. And we measure things all the time in this economy, unemployment, GDP, lots of stuff. But really, the numbers themselves are only part of the story. The other, maybe more important part, is how you got there. Deborah Stone writes about this in her new book. It's called Counting: How We Use Numbers to Decide What Matters. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kai.
Could I start with the very, very beginning of this book? I'm sure there's a name for whatever this page is in the book, but you put two quotes up there, two definitions of the word to count, obviously to tally, to add up. The other one, more relevant, I think, to this book is to matter, to be considered. That is, in a sense, what you're trying to do in this book, right? Explain the meaning behind counting things.
Exactly. And the point is of putting those two definitions together is that they're tightly related. In fact, in every language I know, and I've asked people about, the verb to count has both these senses of tallying up things and being important. So counting is a way that we decide what's important.
Which gets to a thing you actually say at some point in this book. I forget exactly where. I apologize. You say numbers are not facts, which is a tad counterintuitive, I think, yes?
Absolutely. I think in this era when people are questioning science and reality, at least those of us who still believe in science and reality think that numbers are truth meters. And I'm here to say that numbers aren't really objective. They're human judgments.
Say more about that, would you? And we should point out here, you are a political scientist by training. You've written books on political science, and you've applied your learnings to that field. But obviously, the thing that we're counting now in this economy is, by and large, the impact that the coronavirus has had.
Right. When you want to measure or count anything, you have to decide what counts in the category that you're counting. So let's say you want to count how many people have died of COVID. Do you count only people who had a positive test before they died? Do you count people who died at home and they had a fever and a cough and trouble breathing, but they never got tested, so we don't know if they had COVID? So those are classification decisions you have to decide in order to decide how many people died. And the number you get is going to depend on what you chose to count.
Here we are in the middle of a pandemic and a political season. Can't turn the news on. Literally, I'm sitting here looking at CNN in the radio studio, and the whole, you know, right quarter of the screen is numbers of people globally and in this country who've gotten sick and who've died. How can we become better interpreters of those numbers, of all this counting that is happening right now?
I think the important thing is to realize that we can't resolve moral dilemmas in political conflicts with numbers. We have a history of trying to do that, starting with counting slaves as three-fifths of a person in the census that was written into the Constitution. To answer your question, we can use numbers better if we always ask the question, who's counting? Why are they counting? What decisions did they make to decide who's in and who's out? Counting is fundamentally political, and when we use numbers to decide what's the right course of action, we need to focus on who's being affected and how by the way we count.
Deborah Stone is a professor emerita at Brandeis University. Her most recent book out this year is called Counting: How We Use Numbers to Decide What Matters. Thanks very much for your time. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Kai.
We've got an excerpt online, of course, talks about the history of how we count unemployment in this economy. You can find it at marketplace.org.